Hey, happy day. We get tricked each and every hour of every day, maybe every minute. Fake news and gossip, and people feed on the fake news and they add to it, they embellish it, and they go on with it. And pretty soon you have a story that is crazy. I mean, the latest and greatest from so many people on the right and the left in the US of A is Trump won't leave. He'll get elected president if he does. He won't leave. He'll stay there until he dies of old age. Where did that come from? Fake news somewhere. Somebody planted a seed and they got the gossip going. I wanted to share with you many, many years ago. Maybe 40 years ago. Wow, am I ever old? I had a speakerphone in my office, though. They were invented then. A guy came into my office and he said, this guy said his name. He's a terrible guy. He's a thief and he's a crook. Blah, 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 blah. I hit the speakerphone. He answered the phone and he said, hi, this is Rad McMillan or whatever his name was. I won't say. And the fellow in front of me just about died. I almost had a stroke. He said, ah! And I said, hi, Rob, I got this guy in front of me here. And he says, you're a thief and a crook and you're my friend. I don't want to be your friend if you're all of those things. Of course, he wasn't. The guy just didn't like him. You have to confront every issue today more than ever. Back then, I did it. I always have. Somebody tells me something bad about somebody, I ask that person. Usually it's not true. So today you have AI and you have fake news and you have the internet. Things are crazy and you really have to watch. You have to drill down into everything. The silent majority, we've been silent. You have to talk, you have to confront. And I'm kind of proud of me. I uncover a lot of stuff and I don't get caught, but I did the other day. I got caught. I mean, look at this picture. My granddaughter and my wife went out to a street fair and she wrote this text to me and said, Grandma and I are getting matching tattoos. And you look at the photo, there's a guy with tattoos leaning over and with a thing in his hand and she's looking away. So of course she's getting a tattoo and I don't care. Everybody can, you know, in the world can get a tattoo if they want, but we're not gonna get one. We've had this discussion. And she, all of a sudden she's out with her granddaughter getting a tattoo and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Right or wrong, doesn't matter, but it did. And I looked at the picture and I said, this can't be right. She wouldn't do that because it's always green and she can't match her clothes to it, right? But the picture said it, it's true. So fuming a little bit, came home and she said, what's your problem? I looked at it and she said, where's your tattoo? Tattoo, are you crazy? This new thing apparently is you get what's a friendship bracelet or something, it's welded on and the guy welded it on. If you ever want to take it off, you have to cut it off with pliers. So I got worked up about something that wasn't true and captured everyone is having this happen to them all the time. Not with wives, not with granddaughters. A nice little trick, right? But in the world. So, you know, you have to watch everything. It's about our politics. You have to make sure that the country is what we want. And to do that, you gotta, you know, the fake news stories, you gotta walk through it all. You get it. Let me end with a story. Years ago, a couple, newly married, were driving across America, and they saw this sign, and it said, great town, you know, 100 miles. And another sign said, great town. And soon they figured it out. And great town in caps meant that was the name of the town. And this, they passed the sign 50 times. And he was getting frustrated. And finally they come to a town and there's no sign out front. So he runs into this one establishment and he hollers. He's so frustrated and he hits the counter. He says, what's the name of this place? And the woman looks at him and says, Dairy Queen. So we gotta watch what we do. Just some stuff from your wiser advisor today. The simple things in life and but how we react. And I reacted wrong the other day and I'm a genius, right? Hey, y'all come back.